The African pouched rat isn't quite like the rodents you see scurrying along subway tracks or hanging around your local dumpster. These rats are nearly 3 feet long, including their 18-inch tails. And their size, along with their acute sense of smell, makes them almost more like dogs. It's because of that sense of smell that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has pledged $100,000 into studying these rats in hopes of using them to sniff out timber and wildlife trafficking in Tanzania. Tanzania already has a history of using African pouched rats, specifically their noses, for a number of purposes. They've been used to diagnose tuberculosis, as well as to detect landmines, where they're suited up with harnesses and fed bananas when they do a good job. Now, these oversized rats are on a new mission, searching out wildlife crime, specifically trafficked pangolins, the most widely poached animals in the world. The research funds from U.S. Fish and Wildlife will help test the rats' effectiveness, and, if experiments work, will help set up a program to deploy them directly to the front line at Tanzania's ports. If they prove effective, the African pouched rats could become invaluable to anti-trafficking groups not just in Tanzania, but around the world. And that could be promising news for everybody. Humans, pangolins, and the 3-pound banana-munching rats themselves. That's this week's Note on Emerging Science. I'm Aidan Connolly.